For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial federal shutdown is expected to drag on through Christmas. President Trump and congressional leaders are still stuck in a standoff over his border wall with Mexico. The Senate has adjourned, but could be called back at any time if there's a deal. USA's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said no further votes will occur until the President and Senate Democrats have reached an agreement to resolve this.
Push the pause button until the President, from whom we will need a signature, and Senate Democrats, from whom we will need votes, reach an agreement.
Chuck Schumer then took to the Senate floor and told the president he has to give up on his $5 billion wall. He says there were three proposals on the table, two from Democrats and one from Republicans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
A tsunami, which was apparently caused by an undersea landslide from a volcanic island, killed at least 43 people after the waves hit the coast around Indonesia's Sunda Strait. Another 600 people were hurt, and dozens of buildings were damaged, according to the National Disaster Management Agency. The undersea landslides were caused from a volcanic island formed over the years from the Krakatoa volcano, which erupted last in October. In September, more than 2,500 people were killed by a quake and tsunami that hit the city of Palu on the island of Sulawesi. Dr. Seuss's wife has died at age 97. Audrey Geisel helped oversee the literary estate of her husband, who died back in 1991. She'd been busy with publishing and continuing her husband's charitable giving, including giving millions to libraries. She was also an executive producer on The Lorax and the current movie, The Grinch. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The flu virus kills an alarming number of people, but are we any closer to finding a cure? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the answer.
The flu still kills around 30,000 people each year in the United States, and the disease remains largely mysterious. I had a chance to chat with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, the 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History. And I asked him, are we close to a cure for the flu?
So there are two ways that we think about curing the flu. One is to actually find a medicine that will attack the flu virus itself, much like we have antibiotics that can attack bacterial infections. And the second way is preventing the disease in the first place through vaccines. We don't yet have either of these in a perfect form. The flu vaccine in its best years is only about 50% effective. And the antiviral medicines that we do have turn out to be not terribly good either. So we still have some work to do.
Ford is recalling nearly a million F-Series Super Duty pickups for risk of fire in the engine block. Here's reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit with more.
The recall only impacts F-Series pickups with engine block heaters. Ford says it has reports of three fires caused by water getting into the system, leading to corrosion and long-term to short circuits. No injuries have been reported.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.